Good morning, folks. Jeremy Larkin here with the Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive in the studio with my friend,
Jesse Paul.
That's right, guys.
Thanks for having us.
We are with the Larkin Group Home Selling Team, KW Realty. All the legal disclosures and disclaimers are out of the way. Fortunately, we don't have to read a whole bunch of numbers really fast like some states.
Right.
And some professions do, like your lenders and financial people have to be like, yeah, remember NWS. Anyway. We don't have to do that.
Hallelujah.
Guys, it is the first week of April 2024. And some of the news that we're going to continue to deliver to you, just a teaser, apparently people want to buy real estate in Cedar City, Utah.
They do.
We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about that momentarily. But look, there is an interesting momentum. And we're actually going to share some information about builders purchasing single-family building lots to build spec homes on, right? And the question I want to ask listeners, and then I want to circle back. I want to circle back in just a minute. Question I would ask listeners, guys, this is just like just for fun. Why would builders risk purchasing? Why would they increase their risk and purchase building lots to speculate, right? Tells you a lot about what's happening in the real estate market. Jesse, let's talk about a couple of things though before we get moving forward here, okay? And one of the things I want to do is I want to share something. If we look at and talk about, okay, mortgage interest rates, let's have a little history lesson, shall we? And the history lesson is a story time, all right? And the history lesson goes a little bit like this. In 2016, I shot a video that Chantry Abbott, one of our great show sponsors, show brought to you today by Guild Mortgage, Chantry Abbott, Steve Stout. These guys are amazing. Chantry sent an email out to the team. It was a video of Chantry and I talking.
Yeah.
And in the video, I think this is actually so fun. In the video, we talked about, oh man, mortgage rates have gone up. This is going to make housing really expensive. This is going to slow the market down. We had tons of hair in the video. Guess what I thought?
That's so funny.
I thought it was like 2010. I didn't know. I looked at the date. It was 2016.
I remember that. And then there was a little bit of a blip in the market because rates went up.
Yes.
Like it just, we just weren't sure what was going to happen.
Okay. This was 2016. It was 8 years ago. If you look at 2016, this is well after the mortgage meltdown of 08, 9, 10, 11. Because people always say 08, but it was more like it was a slow.
It was a slow.
The market kind of bled out, so to speak.
Yeah.
Over time. This is 5 years after the bottom of the market. 2011 was the absolute bottom of home values over the last 30 years, 25 years probably, right? So you have this situation, like in terms of like, I don't mean the bottom, like that might've been lower 25 years ago, but there was this trough that we went through. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we talked about interest rates bumping up against like 7%. Well, what did interest rates do around COVID time, 2021?
They dropped around 2.5-3%.
Mm-hmm. And from a historical-
It was pretty regular to get a 3% interest.
Here's the interesting part. No one remembers 2016.
Yeah.
No one has any clue. As I even deliver that, I promise you listeners are like, huh? I don't remember rates hitting close to 7% in 2016. No, you don't. And I'm going to tell you why. You don't remember it because at the time, it was not severely contrasting information against like 2.8% interest
rates.
Yeah,
the difference between 5.5 and 7 is a lot different than 3 and 7. Overnight.
Like, it's just not memorable.
It wasn't overnight, but boy, did it feel like it.
It's not memorable. Okay. So fast forward. We went through COVID, rates hit 2.5 to 3%. Everybody got pretty happy about that. Yeah. I liked it and wished that I would have purchased between 5 and 10 and 100 more properties
right at
the time, but I didn't. And at the time, one of the things I want to tell you is we've quoted here on the Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive, we've quoted our friend Warren Buffett. At least he seems like he would be a friend. He seems neat, yeah. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he seems like a really awesome dude.
Warren says, I get greedy when people are fearful and I get fearful when people are greedy. I think this is kind of interesting. Notice what I said. I wish I would have purchased between 5 and 10 and 30 properties when rates are 2.8%. I want to paint a picture. This is so important, Jesse. I'm talking about when prices were so high in COVID, post-COVID, that people thought, this is absurd. Why would you buy a home? I'm saying, I wish I would have purchased more homes.
Yeah.
Now watch. I also wish I would have purchased 5, 10, 100 properties in 2011 when prices were 40% lower. Do you see the difference? We're always going to look back in real estate and what are we going to say?
Man, I wish I would have.
Boom.
And that's why I often will try to slow clients down and say, let's really think through this.
Yes.
Do not think about this emotional, what is going on right now. Really try to look at the long term or the big picture. Is this a decision that you'll actually regret later? How often have we had a seller just dig their heels in and ruin a deal only to regret it later? Almost every time.
Basically every time.
And, you know, and like, oh man, I wish I would have done that. And so, because it gets so emotional, right? What if we could just step back and go, wait a minute, what would my life look like if I actually did this right now?
Yeah. Like,
what could the win-win be and what are the red flags?
Look long-term, baby. Look at these mortgage rate projections. Mm-hmm. So we're 6.5. What are we at today, actually?
6.75. Let me look. I haven't looked in the last few days.
So look, everybody went through kind of a grieving period this last year when rates bumped up to 7-8%.
So okay? The 30-year fix shows 6.91. So that probably shakes out to about 6.75. Okay. 6.65.
So right now we're sitting about 6.7% rates. All right. Here's our mortgage rate projections. All right. They're forecasting, Fannie Mae, which is a governmental economic entity. I mean, these guys have the data. They're forecasting rates drop to 6.3 by end of Q2. I'm going to say end of Q2. See, how we think as humans, we're like, Q2, that's now. No, just chill out. Probably end of Q2. Because we're recording this show at the first week of Q2.
Right.
Okay. But we're telling you this week rates are 6.7%. So they're not as low right now as this chart reflects. All right. 6.3%. End of Q3, which let's just take that away. Let's say that's September 30th, Jesse. End of Q3, 6.1%. Mm-hmm. End of Q4, December 31st. It's New Year's Eve. We're partying. 5.9%. It's not a big difference.
Right. Here's the hard part for a buyer. Yes. Looking at that, they probably think, and in fact, I had this conversation yesterday, okay, with a client. They said, well, I have till the end of the year. I said, that might be true. Here's the challenge with thinking that way. With the intensity of the market right now, let's just say, for instance, those interest rates are true and a buyer decides, well, I'm going to wait until Q4. Mm-hmm. Because of the intensity of the market, they may have just cost themselves money.
Ugh.
By Yuck. Waiting. Now, and I'm not trying to, you know me better than trying to talk into anybody, into anything.
No, because I've seen you talk people
out of
this often.
So, but if the market continues the way it is right this second, it is fair to say we could see an 8 to 10% increase this year. Because it's pretty intense. If that's true, it's a wash.
Correct.
Right? It's a wash whether you buy now or buy in December.
And Jesse, I'm going to add a layer to this. And that's just a mortgage rate projection.
Projection. What could?
I'm going to tell you that this last week, the Federal Reserve had their little meeting, their little powwow. I want you guys to envision that. Here's what I want you to envision with Federal Reserve. This is how much we trust them.
I hope you're going where you think. Yeah. I think you're going.
I want you to envision that it's the Sandlot movie and they're up in the tree fort. Okay. Like that's the Federal Reserve, but whatever. A bunch of kids, right? And telling the story, you know. Anyway, there's a very funny story that gets told in there, you know, ever. The Federal Reserve met. And guess what they said? Inflation's too high. Yep. We're not lowering rates.
I was just going to say, what if they actually don't do what's projected?
What if they raise rates? Do you see, this is what we try to do. We think as human beings that we have these superhuman forecasting skills. The funniest thing is if you could go back, which you definitely would not want to do because that would be boring, and watch the last 200 shows that we've put on. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
That's like 4 years of shows.
Yeah, it is.
You know what you'd find? That we very rarely actually ever thought as real estate professionals who get up in the morning, put on whatever we're wearing today, drive to a real estate office, and for 8 to 10 hours per day, study the real estate market.
Yeah.
I want you to think about it. Just like you go to your job. We're always like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't even know, and we study this. So look, there's a good chance that the Federal Reserve gets together in their tree fort again in the summer or in late Q2 and goes, yeah, inflation's too high. We're not lowering interest rates, right? And then you waited for no reason.
See, because real estate is a part of inflation. It's a big part of the GDP.
You bet it is.
So,
and side note.
Who knows?
Side note. The how hot is the market? Well, let's talk about it. Why don't we transition? This is Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive. I've got Jeremy Larkin here, Larkin Group Home Selling Team, Jesse Paul, my business partner with KW Realty. What are we seeing in Cedar City? We've seen an interesting, so we've been working with some of these beautiful people, development team over at Saddleback Ridge.
Yep.
And what have we just seen happen, Jesse? I loved what you shared before we got on the show. You said X percentage of the phases sold in X period of time. I want you to share this.
Okay. So they just released March 1st, phases 8 and 9, which is pretty big. It was a big two phases, a lot of lots. Mm-hmm. Here's what's interesting. In Iron County, when I look at lots, only lots, pending or under contract lots, I have 34. And that's the ones that are on the multiple listing service. Mm-hmm. This is Saddleback Ridge alone. Mm-hmm. If I'm counting these up, and these just came out March 1st.
Our viewers that watch this on YouTube later, guys, all of our shows go into YouTube and we can talk about that more.
From March 1st until now, I'm counting at least 32, but probably 33 that have gone under contract or been reserved. Yeah. Most of those by builders.
Now, I want you to hear what he just said by builders. Builders who take great risk to build a home, assuming that two things will happen. You ready? A, their costs will come out the way that they hope they will.
Yep, that they'll be able to make money because it is a business.
Actually, they assume three things. B, that consumers can still acquire money at the end the way mm-hmm. they can in the mortgage market. And C, that they will pay a price that D, puts profit in the builder's pocket, right? What does that tell you about the market? It tells you, so I want to talk, so, you know, 34 lots under contract right now. And I want to, let's shift back over to residential, okay? So we have 114 homes under contract in Iron County right now of some kind. Homes, condos, townhomes. Mm-hmm. Average price of those contracts is 406. The average sales price in the last week was 388. The week before was 434. The week before was 438. The week before was 484. The reason I shared this by week, the week before was 354. Never look at a snapshot of anything and think that that's, you know, this is so funny, Jesse. We talked about how I wished that I had purchased 100 homes in 2011 when prices were mm-hmm. low. And I also wished I'd purchased another 100 in 2022 when prices were high, but I could get a 2.8% interest rate.
Yeah.
If you had asked me yesterday, well, this last week I was under the weather and Jesse knew, guys, I don't get sick really often. I'm a super active guy.
Very good shape.
I got so sick that I finally told the team I have to, which is most people don't, if you work a regular job, you get sick, you stay home. In real estate, what happens is you just keep kicking against the pricks forever. You're just like, well, I'm self-employed. Yeah. I'll keep working. I canceled everything. I cleared my calendar and I stayed home for a day. This is really important. It was the tail end. I'd already run an antibiotic for 5 days. And what was interesting is when I gave myself permission to be sick, guess what started to happen? I started to get better. Number one. Number two, I had a huge long nap in the afternoon, which I never allow myself. My brain won't allow. That's number two. But number three, if you had asked me, give me your outlook on life at the trough of that sickness, I would have been like, life's terrible. There's no hope. You know, I'm still coughing. I quit everything. Because when things are really difficult, everything looks bleak. Everything looks impossible. I was like, don't ask me my opinion on anything today, right?
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, when we see rates at 7-8%, we're like, oh, this is terrible. Home prices are too high. Oh, this is terrible. Only I'm looking back wishing that I could have purchased more real estate. And I think that people have to remember something, that Southern Utah is not going to get less popular. All right?
And no, it continues to pick up speed.
And here's the thing. Let me surf on over, Jesse, while we're, and again, you won't see this but on the radio, but you know, for our folks that come back and decide that they want to, you know, check this out. I want you guys to understand something, that when you look at a market like Cedar City, when you look at a market, this is gocedarcity.com, all right? And I come in here and I say search listings, okay? And I say, let's just come in here. I want to find a home in Cedar City. I'm just going to choose Cedar City, Utah. And this is, again, it's gocedarcity.com, guys, if you want to hop on here in your spare time. And I say, okay, perfect. Here are some townhomes being built by D.R. Horton. D.R. Horton. 532 South Rockwell Lane, number 1099. These are to be built. It's a 3-bed, 2.5 bathroom, 2,187 square foot home.
And that's a big townhome.
Yeah, it's a big townhome for $352,900.
Yeah.
Okay. This doesn't get less popular.
No.
There isn't a scenario in 5 years when these are empty and tumbleweeds are blowing around. This is the thing, and let me take this a step further. But Jeremy, but Jesse, we don't want any more growth. Jesse, is that going to change anything?
No. Nope.
Is Cedar City going to continue?
We can't control growth. Like, we can't. Well, I guess we could try. But if we try, that just makes the prices go even higher.
Correct.
If we try to stunt it.
You know, we talked about
it creates more pressure.
Yeah, we talked about on our St. George Real Estate Morning Drive show this last week. We talked about a book I was reading called Happy City and traffic, cars. Mm-hmm. Is there a scenario in 5 to 10 years in which there are fewer cars in Iron County? Nope. Fewer townhomes? Nope. Fewer people? Nope. Guys, Bryanhead Ski Resort, by the way, just saying that they think they could stay open until May 5th.
Are they really?
Yeah. I skied last year, closing day, May 7th. You know what's been funny about that is you've heard me say on the air that this is actually, it was a month late to get going, but if it had started a month earlier, this is every bit as much snow as last year. And everyone thought it wasn't. So May 5th, Bryanhead Ski Resort.
When do they usually close?
April 15th. April 15th. Just call it tax day. And this year was supposed to be April 14th.
Okay.
So you know, Bryanhead Ski Resort continues to build infrastructure. You have high-end townhomes and subdivisions going in up there. Yeah. Every 3 to 5 years, it changes hands with another bigger company that spends whatever dozens or hundreds of millions to purchase the whole resort. Yeah. So as you look at real estate, and as you look at this as a seller or a buyer, I want to really encourage you to stop trying to play the market.
Or time it, yeah.
Or time it like it's a card game where you're going to get strategic. Because I have terrible news. You just don't know.
Well, we've talked about this before. We really don't know the market changed until we look back 90 days, a true change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because there's a difference between a true change and the market picking up a little bit, right?
Correct.
I've often said, and a couple of years ago, I had a listing and there was another listing down the street and the agent was saying, oh man, it's great. The phone's ringing. right? And sure. And my seller said, hey, this guy said this. I said, listen, there's a big difference between somebody that knows how to study real estate and the guy that gets excited because the phone's ringing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, I'm studying this deep.
Getting excited because the phone's ringing is very reactive.
Because the phone's ringing does not mean that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because we were overpriced. And I'm telling them, look, guys, if you want to get the, if you need to get this sold, we need to correct quick.
Yeah. Correct.
We corrected quick. They didn't because the phone was ringing. It took them a year to sell that house.
Jesse, how long should it actually take you to sell your home if it is priced correctly?
2 to 3 weeks.
If your home is priced correctly, will buyers write full price offers?
Yep.
If it is priced correctly, is there a high likelihood that buyers will actually compete and bid against each other?
Yes.
Okay. So this deal, and we're going to share something because I want to talk about what you can buy in Cedar City at certain price points. It doesn't take 60 to 70 days to sell a home. That's just the average. And that's the average because people continue to ask too much and then reduce their price.
Right. 50 of that literally is for trying to figure out the right price.
All right. Let's talk about this. Today, I've sorted lowest to high on gocedarcity.com. Lowest price to highest price in our final 2 minutes, 3 minutes we got on the air today, three plus. What is the cheapest residential property, regardless of whether you own the lot or not, that you can purchase, Jesse?
$69,900.
Yep, guys, you can purchase $69,900. You can purchase a two-bedroom, two-bath. It's in Mammoth Mobile Park. It's what we call a mobile home. The funny thing is it ain't mobile. Isn't it funny that we call them mobile homes?
Right. No, that's...
It's actually, side note, stunning.
It's not bad.
Yeah, this is new. This is like this is like a new unit.
Yeah.
Beautiful exterior, great colors, beautiful interior, LVP floors. For $69,900, you could get into a residential property. There are financing issues and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, on that one.
But I'm just telling you, you could get there. All right, let's go back a page. All right, that's $69,900. That is the cheapest price. Now, if I sort highest to lowest. Okay, I'm going to go up. Cheapest single family property that we could see in Cedar City right now, Jesse is right there.
Yep, okay. 239.
239.9, guys. Property is located at 2298 East Cedar Street. Oh, actually, no. That's up in the hills.
That's not in
Wrong
Cedar
one.
City.
That's not in Cedar proper. That's out further.
That you're going to be looking at
that one right there. You're going to be right here. Yep. 1164 West, 475 South.
Oh, and
tell us about this. Tell us about this, Jesse.
We were just talking about this. So we've finally actually seen a short sale. This is the only one that I know of in Iron County and Washington County. There might be one in Washington County, but I don't think so. So this one is
three bed, two bath.
Three bed, two bath, 265,000, 1,057.
Subject to what? Subject to
the bank's approval. So you could put an offer in on this and let's say the seller accepts it. It still has to go to the bank for approval. And that could take a week or could take a few months.
Because basically the seller is attempting to sell a home for less than they owe on their mortgage. Okay, the highest price property in Cedar, this is Cedar City right now. Cedar City. This isn't Bryan Head. This isn't anywhere else.
1.575.
Yep. The most expensive home right now listed in Cedar City.
$1 million.
$1 million. Austin Powers, 1702 South, 4450 West. Here's the interesting part. It's not a big home. No.
It's big, but it's only three bedrooms.
Yeah, three beds, 2.5 baths,
3,400
square feet. It's cool, right? It's cool. And this is the funny part is it says 3,400 square foot wraparound patio with 50 mile per hour wind blinds. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So blinds that you can put around your patio. This is a stunning property on an acre.
Yeah, that is cool.
So look, from 265 to 1.5 million, you can purchase a single family home as we wrap up today. If you've got questions and you want to have conversations with us about buying, selling, investing in Iron County, we want you to visit us at gocedarcity.com, or they can Google us. Who do they Google?
The Larkin Group.
Yep. We're happy to chat, guys, and we can talk Paraguna. You want to talk Modena? We'll talk Modena. You want to talk Bryan Head, Cedar City? We'll talk that. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're working all over Southern Utah, St. George, and surrounding, guys. Jeremy Larkin with Jesse Paul. have an amazing week.
Appreciate
there you
it.
Go, guys. Over and out.